remind us.
We helped stop smoking a couple, I guess it's been maybe a year.
How did we do that?
I don't remember.
Oh, we don't either. I thought you would.
No. No, but I remember talking about it, and he called in like a month later and said, after that broadcast, I finished the cigarette I was smoking while you were talking about it, threw away the rest of the pack, and haven't gone back. Well, he's in Tucson and was trying to figure out how to listen to the 7 o'clock hour that's only broadcasted in Phoenix and Sedona currently. So you would go to KTAR.com, and then on the homepage, there's a Listen Live. You click on that, and then it'll give you a few options, whether you can stream it on your desktop or if you're on a device. It's got your options for your Android or your tablet or
yeah, I just actually
iPhone.
Have the app on my phone, the KTR app. So just,
you can also download the app if you do have a device. He was on a laptop, computer. And then you could also go to Kazm, K-A-Z-M Radio, out of Sedona. And they've got a link there for their streaming. So there's a couple options for you. So we've talked about maintaining our weight and that you have to have realistic expectations and that, you know, if you're going to splurge, it's okay to just do it that day. So let's splurge on the best possible food there is. And you can't have a turkey better than a deep fried turkey, Shaq.
Boy, is that true.
That just doesn't exist. It's a scary thing for a lot of people.
It should be.
Boiling oil at over 300 degrees, you get that tipped on you, or if it gets knocked over, I mean, you're serious skin burn.
So if you have kids, you want to, you know, cordon it off, make sure they aren't even allowed in that area.
Or all those people who throw in a half-frozen turkey into the boiling oil.
Not good.
Not good.
Water and oil don't mix.
Not very well.
Kaboom. So your article on KTAR.com from yesterday, Dad, it talked about rubbing down the turkey. And I don't have permission to say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. Because it's just one of Bobby's tricks. I won't give them all away. So you rub your turkey down with oil, and then you dust it with seasoning.
Right?
Right. Well, instead of oil, or in addition to oil, French's yellow mustard.
No way.
I know it sounds crazy. And it really looks weird having a yellow bird. I will tell you what, that makes an incredible difference.
And the mustard doesn't splatter?
Nope.
Nothing?
No. Well, you still cover it in seasoning.
Yeah.
And it's not frozen.
Okay.
So it's just, yeah.
I got to try that one.
Rub a little mustard on it and then do your seasoning. Makes a very noticeable improvement. And you can't even tell that it's or have a mustard taste. But it
flavor.
It adds some flavor to it.
Well, you mentioned safety tips. So what are the major safety tips? Mostly it's to have that bird completely thawed, completely dry before you put it in the oil. So, I mean, we even pat it with a towel. I mean, we don't take any risk that there's a drop of water because when you put that, if it's water that goes into that thing, it splatters everywhere.
Absolutely. If you're using gas, you got a propane tank hooked up to a burner. You want to make sure it's on a flat area. A lot of people have gravel yards. It's fine to do it over gravel, but make sure you scratch it away back down to the ground. You don't want any of those rocks underneath the legs or underneath where it's splashing.
It
just make sure it's sound and sturdy, and you can't do it if you just set it on top of the gravel and you think you can shake it down with your hand. Don't do it. Scratch the whole area away with your foot so it's back down to bare dirt, then put it on there. As you mentioned, quarantine the area. I will tell you, kids, for the most part, usually listen pretty well. That's not the problem. The problem, Mike's got his headset off. So, and I'm going to make sure his microphone's off. Our freaking dog owners on their leashes that run around the pot.
Oh, that's
true.
Oh
my gosh.
That's true.
I can't tell you how many dogs I've had to grab by the collar and jerk off the pots that were this close to making a huge disaster.
Yeah, just keep
Kindle
the area clear. That's right. And you know what? The other thing, Romy, is to be really ready for the exit strategy. You usually have a big stick goes across and two people pick it up out.
You're talking taking the bird out
right,
of the pot.
Your exit strategy for getting the bird out of the pot. Yeah, make sure
they
you
come
think
with
it
a
through.
Handle, and you're talking about putting a broom or a paint rod through that so you've got one person on each side picking it up.
And a clear path to wherever you're going.
And then after that, don't feel like you've got to carve it up right away. This is something that Uncle Rennie taught me. Just an old kitchen towel, a clean kitchen towel. It could be old or new. Just make sure it's clean. Wrap it in a clean towel and leave it alone for 10 minutes. Just let it sit for 10 minutes. Let the oil continue to do its marinating, its cooling off. That just absorbs into the cavity so much better, and it drains a little bit of your grease. And where do you think the best meat on that turkey is?
The thigh.
You like the thigh?
I do.
I like the little oyster pearl on the back.
That's what dark I like. Meat on
that's
it.
What I like.
You have to be first at the bird to get that.
Yeah, you do.
Only
you
the
do.
Carvers.
The carvers.
Get those.
That's right.
Well, we've had plenty to talk about with Katie Stumbo joining us here this morning, talking about that 20-minute workout in street clothes, as well as monitoring your intake this holiday season so you're not disappointed January 1st. Katie, thanks for joining us.
Thank
Any last
you.
Parting words?
Just enjoy the holidays. Step back when you're done and get to it the next day.
There you go. Thanks, Katie. Hey, one of the things we do around here is we try and provide people with great opportunities. And if you're listening and you're in the construction trades, I can tell you that virtually every single Rosie on the House certified partner right now is looking for qualified help. So if you'd like to upgrade your career, if you'd like to upgrade your job, go to rosieonthehouse.com, click on the Find a Partner pad, and pull the category you particularly like to work in. In particular, Freelight Skylight Company is looking for a production coordinator right now. Been a friend with Chip Marvin, the owner. Been in business since 1977. Freelight is looking for a production coordinator.
Rosie on the House, the number one referral directory in the state, by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.